The One That Wasn't There, written by Christina Curtin, September 4th, 2022. Gianna overheated at her soccer game this afternoon. Playing in the Florida sun and heat is no joke right now. I don't think they should have games between the hours of 12 and 5. It's like the surface of the sun. Her face flushed, she got carried off the field. They iced her, monitor her vitals, and was out for the rest of the game. I don't know what her face looked like. I don't know if she showed signs that this was coming. I don't know anything, really, because I wasn't there. I wasn't there. Her mom. I feel awful. Her dad was there. He got to watch them take care of our baby, make sure she was okay. He had to text me to ask what her normal blood pressure was, and I had it because I'm her mom. But I wasn't there. I wasn't there because I'm also Evie's mom and Scarlett's mom. I needed to take care of their needs today. Both of them spent all day yesterday in the heat, watching G play two games in her tournament. They were hot and tired. It was a long day. Evie barely slept. She was a beast. I needed to give them both a break today. I know I'm not wrong for not being there. Damn it, if I don't have this little pit in my stomach that feels like shit that I wasn't there. I wouldn't have done anything different than Vince. He was there and made sure she was taken care of, but I'm so used to being the one with the blood pressure numbers, the one that looks up signs of heat stroke, the one that holds ice to cool her down, the one that rubs her back and tells her to breathe deep. But today, I was the one that wasn't there. And because I'm only one person and a mom of three, I have to be okay with that. Sometimes, I guess, I can only be the one to one kid at a time.